This is a coastal story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. There's a small town on the northwest coast of Scotland called Gairloch. It's one of those places that feels like it's a long way from anywhere. If you're arriving from the south, and there aren't too many places further north to start from, you basically go to Inverness and turn left. This last leg of the journey involves covering the entire width of the country. Travelling between Inverness and Gairloch, you can't go any further in either direction without getting your feet wet. It is worth it though. For one thing, that last stretch of the journey is through some of the most beautiful landscape in these islands. For another, it's a place that could have been designed for remote contemplation. The rest of the world feels agreeably far away when you're in Gairloch. An Englishman called John MacLeod certainly thought so. In 1841, he sailed alone into the harbour, tied up his boat, and never left. He kept himself to himself at first, but got to know the locals when they'd come to buy the fish he caught. His quiet trustworthiness eventually brought him to the attention of the laird, Sir Kenneth Mackenzie, who gave him a job on his estate. John worked quietly and diligently, and within a few years had become Mackenzie's estate manager. He was also an efficient ticket agent for the Hutchison Steamer Company, whose vessels would sometimes call at Gairloch. Locals regarded MacLeod as an intelligent man, good head for figures, someone who'd quickly mastered Scots Gaelic and went out of his way to show kindness to the poor and infirm of the district. He seemed well versed in English and Scottish literature and was a good man for the tips on the horses. The only faintly odd thing about John MacLeod was a reluctance to talk about his past. But in the light of his quiet popularity, the people of Gairloch were happy to respect his reticence. He would tell his story if he wanted to. If he didn't, fair enough. It was nobody's business. On August the 3rd, 1864, 23 years after his arrival in Gairloch, John MacLeod died of a kidney complaint, his death being, according to a contemporary account, much regretted by all who knew him. The people of Gairloch thought they should at least try and track down John's family and give them the news. The trouble was, nobody really knew where to start. Despite living among them for nearly a quarter of a century, John MacLeod left no trace. He'd never married. Nobody ever came to visit him from outside the region, and try as they might, locals couldn't recall him ever mentioning friends, family, or indeed anything from the time before the day he sailed into their harbour. Notices were put in newspapers, but there was no response. It was then that a local man who attended to the stricken MacLeod in his last days finally spoke up. Knowing he was dying, John MacLeod had told the man quite a story. John MacLeod was, it turned out, a pseudonym. His real name was William Gibb, and he came originally from Northumberland. He'd done pretty well at school and joined a bank, where he showed great aptitude, diligence and trustworthiness. In no time at all, he'd risen to the post of chief cashier. Then, one day, he didn't show up for work. It was unlike him even to be late, so after a few hours a member of staff went and called at his house. There was no answer. He didn't show up the next day either, or the next. Nobody had seen him at all, in fact, since the last time he'd left the bank at the end of a working day. A couple of weeks passed with no word, and only then did the terrible truth begin to emerge. When the bank began to go through his papers, it became clear that William Gibb had, for several years, been committing fraud on a massive scale. Thousands of pounds were missing. It was, if anything, a work of genius. Nobody had noticed or suspected a thing. The sheepish bank called in the police, and despite his head start, Gibb was tracked first to Haddington and shortly afterwards to Edinburgh. He remained at least one step ahead, though, and the trail soon went cold. A nationwide appeal was sent out with a description, but not a single sighting of the rogue teller was ever reported. He'd either gone abroad, they said, or he'd killed himself. In fact, before long, he was living quite openly on the northwest coast of Scotland as John MacLeod, quietly managing the local estate and selling steamer tickets to locals and visitors. One secret he took to his grave was what happened to the money. He never showed any sign of being a wealthy man, and when he first arrived in Gairloch, he got by on what he made selling fish he'd caught himself. Did he hide the cash? Was it buried somewhere? Had he been blackmailed or threatened into committing fraud until he could stand it no longer and went into hiding? Or was there a large sum of money sitting untouched in a bank account somewhere? Had John MacLeod planned to lay low for a while and then return for his money, but found making an honest living among people he liked to be a far more agreeable prospect than the proceeds of crime? Whatever the truth, he kept it to himself for all those years, and took the whole story to his grave. But what was going through his mind that morning in 1841, when he sailed around the headland and moored at Gairloch? A new name, a new life, a fresh start in a place where nobody knew who he was. A place where, perhaps, he could be the person he was truly supposed to be. That was A Coastal Story. I'm Charlie Connolly. Don't forget that if you're enjoying these podcasts, it's really helpful if you could rate and review, especially if you're listening on Apple. There's been a really generous upswing in the donations on the Ko-fi.com page this week, for which I am honestly massively grateful. It feels a bit awkward to be rattling the tin cup in the current climate, but every penny helps keep Coastal Stories running, and maybe even improving, too. Ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com/coastalstories is the place to do it. I'll put a link in the notes for this episode, and it's also pinned to my Twitter account, at Charlie Connolly. You never know, it might even stop me doing a John MacLeod. These waves were recorded at Deal, at high tide, after an all-night storm, on the 1st of October, 2020.